Now will you notice, verse 6 here, now we're talking about the organs of the body. Or ever the silver cord be loosed. Now the silver cord is a spinal cord. The golden bowl here be broken, and the golden bowl is the head. And you get a little touched in the head when you start getting old. Or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, and the pitcher's the lungs. And then notice, and the wheel broken at the cistern, no longer pumping blood through the body. That's the heart, you see. Die of one of these diseases that affect these organs. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God that gave it. There's no soul sleep. I wish these who use a verse or two back out of the 9th chapter to try to support the doctrine of soul sleep would now come to this verse. There is no soul sleep. The body sleeps, but the spirit or soul goes to God. The spirit shall return to God who gave it. And for the child of God, today when you come to the New Testament, Paul says it's absent from the body. This body's a tabernacle we live in. And as President Adams, years ago, somebody met him on the street, says, "How are you getting along?" Oh, he says, "I'm doing fine. But this house I live in is growing very feeble, and I think I'll be moving out before long." That was true. He did move out shortly after that. Verse 8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." Life is empty if you're just living for the here and now, young man. You're going to find out one day that all you've got in your hands is a bunch of ashes, and you got eternity ahead of you. And this is the picture, therefore. And what a picture it is. And we can put it like this. "When as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When older still I daily grew, time flew. Soon I shall find in traveling on, time gone." And the psalmist could say, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And that wisdom is Jesus Christ. That's the thing that is important. Someone has put it in this whimsical way today. "Thou knowest, Lord, I'm growing older. My fire of youth begins to smolder. I somehow tend to reminisce and speak of good old days I miss. I am more moody, bossy, and think folks should jump at my command. Help me, Lord, to conceal my aches and realize my own mistakes. Keep me sweet, silent, sane, serene, instead of crusty, sour, and mean." What a picture. Growing old gracefully.